When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast.
What's up? It's Mary Houlihan coming to get you through your little ears.
Hello, listener. It's me, Mary Houlihan. I'm back. And if you're new, let me tell you, Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast is the podcast project consisting of many series where I try out different podcast concepts and characters. One of my favorites is a 3-episode series called Finding Madison, which is like Serial if Serial was about the disappearance of an American Girl doll, featuring myself, Eliza Hurwitz, SNL writer Dan Licata, and Nick Nanny.
Last time on Finding Madison. So you're really good friends with Eliza, right?
Yeah, well, I know her pretty well.
Wait, sorry. So you're not friends?
We kind of had a falling out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Eliza isn't exactly the most trustworthy person. She's bad news.
Really? She seems so nice.
Listen, Eliza's so bad they kicked her out of ISIS. At first they were like, oh, you're like really bad, you should join. But then they were like, you gotta get out because you're too much.
Wow.
Yeah, Greg told me.
Greg from ISIS?
Yeah, Greg.
But with no further ado, here is an episode of my advice podcast with Sally Burtnick called 50% Angel, 50% Devil.
Did your family always give you Toblerones?
No. Did your family give you Toblerones?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Big Texas? Ass Toblerones, yeah.
Damn.
Too much chocolate. Mm. I used to have to cut it with a knife.
These are bad.
This one's bad.
Wait, were you recording the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, so this one, they might not be great.
We'll see.
Hey, guys, it's us.
I'm the devil, Sally Burtnick.
I'm the angel, Mary Houlihan, and you're listening.
Oh, you're the devil. Are you the devil?
And you're listening to
50%
devil, 50% angel.
Oh my God. Yesterday I was walking down the street in Soho and I passed the Couples, which is a designer, but it's also the funniest sounding thing I've ever heard before. And I was like, I like it, those Couples. Oh, I like it, those Couples. And I said it so many times that eventually my boyfriend was like, well, now you don't like it. You don't like it. Mm-hmm. That's a direction. So then I said, I don't like those Couples.
You know who really likes the Couples? Sam Taggart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I think of
just
Sam,
the signage.
I think of him in, oh, just the signage. Oh, okay. Because I was like, I feel like he wears like American Eagle. Oh, he's probably going to hate that.
No. He wears J. Crew.
Right, that's what I
same
mean.
Same thing, but classy.
Yes, yes. Because he wears the same clothes my boyfriend wears, which is also J. Crew. They all wear J. Crew. Most of them, I would say, wear J. Crew.
This one got some Gap clothes the other day.
Did you love it, Steven? Did you love your Gap clothes?
Huh?
The Gap.
Oh,
good.
Good.
So we're going to get a little modeling show. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. from Steven later.
So last year at Christmas time, Steve asked me to make him the happiest man in the world and get him some cool clothes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, actually.
So I went to Uniqlo and I dressed him up.
Oh, my gosh.
This year, I got the same request. But, you know, I can't have him be wearing all Uniqlo. I mean, come on. You got to spice it up.
Yeah.
So I went to the Gap.
That is actually pretty different. I thought you were going to say Muji because it was the same, except for that means I didn't read the context clues of the conversation, which mentioned the
Know, they're actually very similar because it's a similar price point. It's except for the sweatshirts that say Gap on them. It's a lot of logo-less stuff.
Lego-less. I feel like they have good pocket tees. And, you know, my signature scent is Dream by Gap.
Really?
Which has been out of print.
They stopped printing it?
They stopped printing it for like 20 years or something.
You're
so I have
me.
To buy it dead stock and it's very expensive. But wait. Smell. Does
That's
that
nice.
Does
like
remind
that.
You of being in middle school?
Yeah, it smells like the mall.
Yeah, exactly.
If you haven't listened to this crap before, we give advice and I give overly careful advice and Sally tells people to be reckless.
Yeah.
So somewhere in the middle, I think, is what you want to do.
So one of these questions is actually which one of you is the angel and which one of you is the devil? So I will say that. So, yeah, I'm the devil.
I'm the angel.
Yeah. And just like Mary said, because I make rash decisions and love to do drugs. And
I like to be safe.
Yeah. Exactly.
But at the same time, Mary is very confident and I'm very insecure. Mm-hmm. So it is a lot like the real life devil and an angel.
Yeah, it's true. Because angels, you know, they don't need to be doing all that bad stuff.
They don't. They're happy. They're content. They're like, I'm good. But devils, they're like, oh, maybe if I do this bad thing, I'll get a taste of candy.
Exactly.
They do it all for the taste of candy.
That's what it says in the Bible.
Mary has a bunch of candy canes. Just like, there's got to be 40, 50, 100 candy canes sitting right there.
See, the candy canes were from, candy canes in mug was from my Xmas party. And so I hoped that people would grab them and, you know, munch on them. But that didn't really take off.
Yeah, people
and
don't
so since then, now there's some pencils and hair clips and things in there.
And chocolates.
Little candies that Steve got from the children.
Andy's mints, like my grandpa used to have. He loved those Andy's mints. Well, maybe we'll just do our first shitty question.
Yay!
This one sucks. Not all of them are bad. Some of them
this
are
one's a joke
really
question.
Insightful. Okay, this one is from Grandpap. And it says, what is a boomer? Well, it's a joke of a question. And you know what? I'm going to joke on you. I'm about to dunk on you so hard, Grandpap. What are you, a little meme lord, Milver, sorry, little edge lord, little cracker? Oh, no.
Wow.
You're not getting any mini Panettone for Christmas. Instead, swift kick in your tiny little baby's balls, regardless of what sex you are. You've got baby's balls today. And you know what a boomer is? Me going boom on your ass.
Damn.
When I'd absolutely pummel you to the ground. Bitch.
Bitch.
Mary, anything to add?
Sure. Grandpap, a boomer is, you know what? I think I need to buy those things that make you not hear peas.
A windscreen.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Well,
I can make a windscreen.
Really?
Out of pantyhose, yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay, maybe we'll do that. Well, Grandpap. So a boomer is, you know, a person that's born in the baby boom, which immediately followed World War II when all of the soldiers came back home to their sweeties.
To have sex with them in their bodies. And they came in their vaginas.
And so it was this... Very populous generation because it was truly a baby boom. But, you know, I do believe I could be wrong, Grandpap. I think millennials, are they? I think millennials is the next big or similar biggest generation. Am I wrong? I might be wrong.
No, that sounds right to me.
Okay.
I think Gen Xers are the children of the baby boomers. The babies that... were born. They're the children of them, right?
Sort of. Our parents are boomers.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I guess it, right. And we're millennials. So those are the ones in the middle.
So if you weren't a soldier and you weren't an artist, basically you weren't getting to get have sex and do orgasms.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My parents, who are boomers, they've given birth to Gen Xers and millennials. Mm. And I think maybe your parents are same. Are they not same?
No, I
actually, your oldest sib is technically a millennial.
My oldest sib is the max of millennial.
Love it.
And I am in the early middle. Mm. Leaning toward youngest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're 10 years apart. But I think a generation is like 15 or 20 years. Mm. And when I was dating my ex, he was the oldest. Mm-hmm. He was an oldest millennial. And I was like, so you're basically a Gen Xer. And he was like, no.
No. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
And so you see, Grandpap, boomer is used derogatorily.
Yes.
Because they, some of these boomers, not all boomers, some of these boomers, you know, they want us to die from the climate.
Yeah, they do. They want to say, climate change isn't real. And they want to say, you know, get a job. I don't care if there's no jobs. Get a job. Why are you working at a grocery store? Why do you have a shitty job? I just want you to get a job in an accounting firm. What, you can't pay off your student loans? Well, they're only $55,000, which I was given as a child from my father's oil engagement company.
And you know, Grandpap, I actually saw a really interesting statistic recently. Let me look it up.
Oh, fascinating. Grandpa, I'm still against you because I know you're being a little trolly brat.
Yeah.
Probably one of people who follows me on Instagram to see pictures of my sweet, sweet booty. And I hate all of them.
Let's see. Where is...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Oh, goddamn.
I brought over these chocolate cookies. They're Milano, you know, from Pembroke Farm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're raspberry with chocolate,
mm,
which is my favorite of them. They also make them in mint and orange. Some people think that mint and chocolate together is blasphemous.
Mint and chocolate?
Yeah.
Those are just fine.
I know.
What the hell?
I know. And people really, my boyfriend really hates orange and chocolate. Like you were just talking about the chocolate oranges. Those are my dad's favorite. But my dad hates chocolate and peanut butter together. He thinks that's gross. So people have all sorts of opinions. Me, I want my food to be pink. So that's why I choose raspberry and chocolate Milano cookies from Pepperidge Farm. Pepperidge Farm, don't forget to come back to Pepperidge Farm. So this show is sponsored by Pepperidge Farms, and we want to thank you so much for everything that they've done for us. They brought – Mary and I both have brothers in the military, which they flew home from Iraq for Christmas. So we want to shout out to Pepperidge Farms for supplying that, because the U.S. government would not give them a plane or plane tickets.
Check this out. So currently,
mm-hmm,
the wealth breakdown in this country, boomers have 57%. I can't talk today.
Me
and
either,
it's probably indicative of a brain thing.
Mary's hungover.
Brain damage. They have 57% of the nation's wealth compared with 16% held by Gen X and 3% held by millennials.
Incredible.
And so, you know, wow, that's pretty disparate. But boomers are old. That makes sense that they have more wealth.
Think again.
Really? Missy, because the boomer generation at age 35 they had 21% of the country's wealth.
Wow. Holy crap. That is a really good stat, actually. That really puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
It's like...
They make college extremely expensive. Yes. And have not raised wages.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good indicator of, like, it was the you got lucky, guys. You got lucky with the economy. You got lucky being born when you were born.
And you hoarded everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, not all boomers.
True. There must be some good ones.
Maybe.
What's up, guys? This is Mary Houlihan from Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast, and I just want to take a minute to tell you about our sponsor, Lockheed Martin. Now, I've used a lot of their missiles and tanks over the years for air and ground combat, and I'm going to tell you about a special deal. Just kidding! Guys, come on! A lot of these other podcasts want to sell you guns and missiles and all kinds of artillery, but Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast is ad-free. I'm happy for you to just listen, maybe tell a friend, post about an episode you like on social media, whatever. Or don't do that if you don't want to. Truly, I'm actually just happy to have you listen at all and have my mostly very stupid, dumb ideas help you get through your day. But it is a lot of work and time, you know, editing and promoting and so on. So if you would like to help out, you don't have to, I'd love it if you checked out my Patreon at patreon.com/MaryHoulihan. You can donate $5 a month to get access to my inspirational monthly newsletters, or for $10 a month, you can join Zine Club, where I mail you a copy of my zine every month. Issue number one was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a comedy/social justice book about personal finance. Sometimes people message me about if I'm still commissioning paintings. And during a lot of the year, I have other jobs and I don't have time to take on as many commissions as I did a couple years ago. So, for $20 a month, I'll mail you a print of one of my paintings every month. Or I'll mail you an original painting every month for $100 a month. It sounds like a lot, but you know, you could sign up just for 1 month and cancel right after. People who have bought my paintings will tell you that's a very good deal. Now, back to the show.
Next question.
Next question. Okay, Mary, do you want to read this one?
Okay. Welcome back. I need advice on how to handle my GF feeling like I don't make enough time for her. I also work in entertainment, and as you know, it's pretty consistently commanding of one's time. And lately, if I even talk about stuff happening at work, she seems to emotionally and mentally check out of the convo. I don't think she means to. I think she just inevitably has built up resentment from the lack of quality time. I know it's possible to find a balance, but I keep ending up burning myself out trying to get ahead, and by the time I get to be alone with her, I'm too tired to be enjoyable to be around. How can I make time for both? Or is it time to consider this relationship is right for me? Sincerely, don't want to make the wrong decision.
Don't want to make the wrong decision, yeah. Don't want to make the wrong decision. Well, first of all, thank you so much for welcoming us back.
Thank you.
It feels really good to be back. That's really nice. That I can't believe we have at least one person in the world who listens to our podcast than once. That's so nice.
Heck, I bet we got at least five.
You think so? Yeah. That's so nice. I love five. Mm-hmm. I love that number. Like, take five.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. So initially in this conversation, I want to say, have you talked to her about these feelings? Because I mean, I hope that you have, I would assume that you have, but it doesn't sound like you've said, listen, my work is important to me, or even if it's like not in some way, even if you have like a low, you're a PA or whatever, and you really want to be like a director, still it takes up a lot of your time. And so you have the right to talk to your partner about the things that go through your head. And I would say, if you haven't, I would say, listen, I know that it bothers you when I talk about this stuff, but it is important to me and I need to just kind of get it out there and maybe put like a time cap on it. My boyfriend got laid off from the company I work at. This is me personally. My boyfriend got laid off from the company that I work at after working there for 6 years. Mm. And he hated when I would talk about work. He hated mm-hmm. when I would even like be there because it was so, yeah. he was so angry at them. And it took a little while. And then for me to say this when I would, because I would talk about it and he would just kind of look away or something. and then I was like, listen, I need you to support me. I know that you hate the Vice, the company that we work for. That was a piece of chocolate falling. I know that you hate it, but I need to feel like you support me. And I need to feel like you think, I've had this conversation with a couple of people. I need to feel like you think that I'm funny. And I need, I worry that, like, and if you don't think I'm funny, that's okay. But if you do, then like, I need to feel like supported by you. Mm. And then he's really good at listening. I mean, I'm blessed to have him because he just like changed like that. And he's like, he comes to all my shows. He's really like, he's interested. He like wants to like take videos of me when I'm doing like stupid bullshit that would be popular on Instagram or whatever. I think it's really important to have your significant other support your work. And I think you need to say, hey, it's important to me because this is how I spend my time and I need to like check in with you and talk to you. We can keep it to like 5 minutes if you want, but like that's an important thing. And you can't just forget about a huge part of your life. If you work in the entertainment industry, it's a big part of your life. You can't just forget about that. If she's not down to listen to you talk about that aspect of your life, then yeah, maybe you should reconsider it.
Hmm. I am taken by a couple parts of this cue. One of them is that you say that you think that she is checking out or not listening when you're talking about work. I don't know if you've already talked to her pretty directly, but I think just ask her, like, is it boring when I talk about this? Do you not like it when I talk about this? Not that means that you should stop talking, but, you know, just hear her out. Hear out how it makes her feel. If it does bother her in some way, it probably does not have to do with, wow, it's so boring and annoying to listen to your work. It's probably about something else. You also mentioned that you're kind of pooped when you get home and you don't really have the energy to, you know, be boyfriend town. I think that's probably the main thing that she is annoyed by. So I think, you know, open communication and try to figure out, you know, I'm definitely way too tired on these days. One weekend day, I'm going to be, I don't know. You know? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
You
know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to set a time to be super present and super with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my boyfriend slaps my phone out of my hand because, like, we'll be talking and I'll just be looking at it too much. And I always appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this has the potential to be kind of the same thing. Yeah. Like, if you talk about this so much, if she feels like it's the only thing you talk about, then you could use that as like, oh, this is something that I'm constantly, constantly doing, constantly talking about this. Maybe I should like reconsider how I spread my brain up.
Mm-hmm,
but also, I think that, like I was saying before, I do think that it's a big part of your life. And I used to date a couple people who like didn't want to hear about the parts of my life that didn't like, they didn't love. Like one person like didn't like that I was a comedian. And
whoa.
I know. And so every time that I would talk to him about it, he would just like or like turn away, be like, oh, this again. Like anytime I would talk about people he didn't know, I would have to do
that.
And I was just like, oh. But I mean, there's a chance that this is the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got to figure out, is she being reasonable? And like, how long have you been with her? Like, how well do you know her, basically? Like, is it reasonable or is it just too much?
Steve, did you hear the question?
Yeah. Too tired to talk about his day?
Kind of.
I know that feeling.
Do you want to add?
No, she doesn't want him to talk about his day.
Oh, she doesn't want to hear about the day.
She doesn't
right.
want to hear about the day.
Like, what is he means best?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's in the in our
that
industry.
Sounds yeah. interesting to hear about.
That's nice, Steve. Yeah, tell him. Tell him. Tell him.
She should be more receptive to like listening to what he wants to say.
Mm-hmm. He says that she it's like a PTSD because she connects him not having time to spend with her with him working, which that's why my ex-boyfriend would be like, oh, because he also was like, but this is what you spend all your time doing. I want you to like talk about my stuff when you're with me.
Yeah, sounds like you care more about work than you care about me is what she's feeling.
She thinks he cares more about work than her.
Yeah. That's
he's not making time for her?
Yeah.
Well,
and then when he does want to talk about stuff, she's like, blah.
Yeah. Yes, that is what it sounds like.
All right. So, I mean, it's a two-way street. He has to make more time, and then she has to also, when he wants to talk. You got to lend an ear.
You got to lend an ear. You have no other choice.
You have to lend an ear. It's so important.
I'm trying to figure out if we should do one more question. Yeah.
You know what? I think we should.
I think let's do one more, and then we'll do another episode.
Well, hear this. Hear me out.
Hear this, I will.
Let's have that be the last cue, but you've mentioned work and stupid Instagram. Do you want to tell Steve about how you became a thought?
Oh, yeah. That's great. Okay, so Steve. Steve, wait. Why don't you introduce yourself on mic real quick?
Hi, my name is Steve.
Who are you?
I'm Mary's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we live together.
Mm-hmm.
For the last couple months.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, so the whole comedy world is pretty unknown to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm learning, you know, about all the people. And
is it annoying? Be honest.
No. To me, it's like really interesting to see how like the whole thing works.
Yeah.
And like all the different projects you're like always working on, and you're always collaborating with, you know, different people on different things. Mm-hmm. So.
Mary is particularly prolific also. She makes a lot of stuff.
Right. I've learned that.
Yeah.
I see her doing a lot of the paintings here and
she's a little worker bunny.
Writing something or going on an audition.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Steve,
she's
do you know
grinding.
She's just truly on the grind. Do you know about like Instagram thoughts?
I don't think I do.
That hoe over there.
That's what thought. It's an acronym. THOT. That hoe over there. Thought.
Oh.
So basically it's women who just post like very sexy pictures of themselves online and then accrue like a high following, Instagram following, have a lot of followers from that. And then hopefully if you get a high enough following, brands will reach out to you and be like, hey, I'll pay you $100 to post a picture like this, to post a picture in with my clothing right. on, or to do a little review of my skincare line or whatever. And then at that point, they're called Instagram influencers. Influencers are like solo marketing people who just have Instagram accounts that everyone likes. So for work, I made a video of me trying to become an Instagram influencer, and I did a makeover. Steve, you have something to say?
No.
I did a makeover. Put
like
on
a documentary. Like it's not like a dumb video that I would make.
It's okay. It's not fake.
The story of her.
It's true.
Doing this.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I did a makeover and I interviewed a bunch of influencers and I started dressing differently and I photoshopped a bunch of pictures of me and I posted them online and I also like ran in my underwear through Times Square to try to make a viral video. What else did I do? When I was running through Times Square, I had my Instagram handle printed on my butt. I just spent a whole month making little videos of me like preparing DIY skincare things, like, and here's how you make a facial mask: 1/4 teaspoon honey, 1/4 teaspoon witch hazel, and then, you know, mm-hmm. little videos like how to on how to make stuff, but also wearing like black lipstick and like a pound of makeup and like with my tits out.
And so now you're famous.
And so now, yeah, the goal of the video was to make more followers than I have on my regular person account. And I didn't make it by the end of the video, but then right after the video came out, I like blew up and now I have like, I went from having like 1,000 followers on that account to 12,000.
So you're an influencer now.
Yeah, except for people won't pay me to make videos of their things, but I am making money selling pictures of my feet to men who DM me.
Ah.
Men just have foot fetishes and
yeah.
pictures of your feet.
Mm-hmm. And wow. those guys are That's really cool. polite, because a lot, I mean, I've gotten hundreds of DMs asking for pictures of my naked body, and then I'll be like, pay me, and they'll be like, fuck you, stupid slut. But it happens like every single day. But I'm compiling all my crazy DMs into a zine, which I think I'm going to give it like another few weeks, and then I'm going to go to print, so it'll probably be out in like 2 months.
Damn.
Anonymously, of course.
No.
You're not gonna...
no. I will show
them. Oh, you are going to show their names.
Yeah. Not the wow. guys who were nice. Not right. the not the, right, right, the nice people. Heads. The mean people, I, wow. I will show their shit.
What's
absolutely.
Your zine going to be called?
Like DMs or something.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're stirring up some trouble with this one.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Do you think any of these people are gonna see like that you
yeah.
printed their names?
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be in print. It's not gonna be online. So like these people okay. all live in like, you know, like Pakistan or like Kansas. Like they don't live near me. You know. But maybe they will. Mm-hmm. I feel like people like if you message a woman, "Fuck you, whore! I hope you die." I think you deserve wow. to have someone look
at your name.
Yeah. Wow. But the nice people, yeah, I'm not going to show their things. Most of them.
Well, Sally, any final thoughts?
That final thought. Yeah, well, we cover what boomers are pretty good. I hope that the person who asks that slips on a banana peel. And I hope that the person whose girlfriend isn't really into their work figures out whether or not she's being crazy.
Yeah.
And whether or not he's being crazy or they's being crazy.
It's hard to tell sometimes if you or others are being crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. It is.
Well, hasta la vista. This has been 50% angel, 50% devil.